Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, Hallmark has a new ornament for the holidays, Takara plays some bingo, and is this the end of Masterpiece? Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and this is episode 586 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that knows the end of one thing is the beginning of another. I'm your host, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko, and I'm joined by Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
It's just me.
Yeah.
That's it. We're the only ones that showed up because it's all we've got to do in our lives. We're very lonely, very bored, and we look forward to this every Sunday as our one thing to do with someone else other than our families.
Yeah, the only chance we can talk Transformers with anyone that cares.
Yes. I try. My son's been playing with a G1 Optimus Prime recently. So I try to talk to him about it, tell him about all the lore and the battle, you know, for Cybertron and the four million year war. He's like, make robot? I'm like, yes, but there's a reason, you know. Alpha Trion, you know, he used to be Orion Pax, and he just doesn't care. Yeah. Let's talk Transformers, Jeremy.
All right. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, who are the awesome people that donate money to be a Patreon or PayPal and keep this show running, even when it's just me and Daryl trying to run it to the ground. If you would like to support us, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and it'll give you take you to the Patreon page and show you everything you need to know. Some benefits of donating on Patreon are some exclusive shows like We Like Big Bots, which Daryl and Dr. Pants takes a big bot out of their collection. And they talk about all the different iterations of that they have. And it's a really fun show. We got 12 of them up there with vague promises of future episodes.
We may have just done a couple more of them.
Ooh.
Yep. You heard it here first. Yeah. Dr. Pants and I, he sat me down, said, we're going to talk about this character. And I said, okay.
You got me on this call. We're recording. Might as well.
Yeah. So yeah, we did. We recorded a couple of shows. So
nice.
We'll get those edited up and yeah.
Cool. Well, look forward to those. And I think that is, if you did two, that's twice as many as Charles was expecting you to do.
Well, I figure if we're down, we might as well do two, right?
All right. Okay. And also, our live play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. Last week, episode 112, The Bot Who Escaped came out. And this week, I believe an unedited version for Donatrions will go out, but that is not in the doc, so it'll be a surprise for everybody.
Yay!
But every other week, Donatrions get an unedited version of Empire of Rust, and then the following week, the edited version comes out for everyone on the free feed. And if you want to listen to Empire of Rust, go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust. And then you can also, let me get back to my right window here. You can also still buy our exclusive cover of the Skybound Transformers #1 with art by EJ Sue on the cover. Daryl has it right there. And it is available on our website at transmissionspodcast.com/comic. So check that out. It is great.
I want to make mention to anybody in the London area. I was in my
Canada.
Yes, London, Ontario. Yeah. The best one. It's not. It's the second best. Come on. But my local comic shop, they ran out of number ones. So back when we first received these, I took 10 in and they sold them all. And I was talking with a Transformers collector. And they said, I really want to read the Skybound series, but the store doesn't have any number ones and I can't find any number ones anywhere. I don't want to start at number two. I said, I got like 150 of them at my house. I can bring you one. And this guy said, really? You bring them to the store? I said, yeah, I'll bring some more to the store. So this past weekend, I brought another 10 to the store and
nice
and put them up at the store. So yeah, Heroes in London. If you want to go and get another copy of our exclusive cover, it's there. And below market value, apparently, if you are a comic book collector and use Key Collector Comics like I do, our cover is in the app, and they're listing it as $30 value. So nice. we're currently selling it for much less than that. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We will not be recharging market rate.
No.
Sticking to the price that we started with.
That's right.
So yeah, if you want a good deal on it, come to us.
Heck yeah.
Also, if you want to get a good deal on some stickers or any accessories for your figures, go to toyhex.com and use code Springer at checkout, and you will save 15% off your order. This they have great things to, you know, fix old stickers on your machine, on your Transformers. They have toy stages for your backgrounds, and I think they're even getting into weapons with their armory. So
that's right.
Check them out, toyhex.com, code Springer for the month of April. And this code can be used with your Robo points, but it cannot be combined with any other discounts or promotions that they're running. So with all of that out of the way, let's get into some toy news.
All right, and first up this week, we are going to talk about a collaboration between Transformers and Bingo Sports. If you've never heard of Bingo Sports, then don't be worried about it, because nobody has. This is from the official Takara website, and they are doing a collaboration for the 40th anniversary of Transformers with Bingo Sports, which is a Japanese collectible car company. So they make like toy cars, like Hot Wheels kind of thing. And so yeah, they've designed a special Optimus Prime themed racing car, which is using a Corvette C7 GT3R, it has an they're saying the fiction is still around if Optimus scanned a car instead of a truck or a new alt mode. There is a real world version of this car that will be competing in the Super GT Japan Cup between the months of June and August this year. So you can actually see this car racing, in the real world. To top it off, you can also now buy a Transformers version of this. So a transforming car, which they believe, people who wrote the story, they believe it's a heavy retool of the Age of Extinction Crosshairs. And it looks really awesome. So I'm pretty interested to see how they pull this off. I highly doubt that I'll be able to see this in the real world. The time difference is going to be insane. And finding the TV schedule for any of the races is going to be kind of nuts too. So, but it looks pretty awesome. Jeremy's showing on the screen right now, the racing suit actually does have, Optimus Prime and stuff like that on the, on his,
it looks like some classic comic art. I don't know if it's fiction for this.
It looks more like the manga, but, it definitely looks pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. I think I like the design. The Corvette is just an awesome, racing vehicle. The GT3R is just, it's a neat vehicle. It's odd that it would be racing in the Japan series because it's a North American, racing car. But, whatever. It's a fast-ass car, man. I think it's cool.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have, I think we talked about this last week or the week before. From Dr. Wu, they have their monitor and Soundmaster, which is their Soundwave and Blaster. But this is, I think we talked about the Shatterglass ones last time. This is battle damaged. So it's their G1 colors. But if you see in their chest, they have some holes or some damage kind of in there in the paint. But it also comes with those little like versions of their tapes. They're non-transforming, but they are just iterations of all of their tapes. So here we have Blaster, and then I think the tapes are going to be the same for both, just in different mm-hmm. colors for the different figures. So blue for one and black for the other. But here we have Soundwave and Blaster. And I showed off last time because I have the actual, like the original Soundwave that they did. And these things are just so articulated for the size. They are literally like 2.5 inches tall, if that. They're just so tiny. Like you think Legend scale and then you go down even further. And these are great. And if you haven't gotten them yet, I think this is a great set to get. Actually, two sets, because you have to get both of them. But there will be 6 non-transforming cassettes with each. Oh, this says they come in red or white, but the pictures had blue and black. But and they will also be sold as a limited 2-pack of 1,000 units worldwide. So check that out. Pretty much every online seller sells Dr. Wu stuff, so these are great.
Mm-hmm. Right on. All right. And we have some behind the scenes images from Mark Mayer, which we all know as Stoner Jimmy Fallon. no, he's Mark Clonus on Instagram, but he's one of the designers at Hasbro. And he's posted some images of the Cybertron Starscream. So this is a pretty cool figure. I picked one up and showed it off last week. Haven't opened mine yet. It's been busy. But he's posted some really great images here with Starscream in a bunch of different poses next to the original, you know, super class or supreme class. I think it was supreme class.
I can't remember.
I think it was supreme. Yeah. And holding the original or the new one, holding the original one's crown. And then next to, you know, Optimus and, you know, he's having fun. Stoner Jimmy Fallon knows how to have some fun with his figures. So,
yeah. So Optimus doesn't have a head.
He doesn't have a head, but he has some, blast effect. Like he's bleeding or something like that. He's like Starscream kicked his head off or something. I don't know what he's done here, but yeah, he's having some fun. You know, at least he's enjoying himself. Mark is, Mark's yeah. a fun guy. So
I always love watching how he poses the figures for his pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's neat. It looks like a great figure. If you're a Starscream collector, either you are already buying this, so I don't have to convince you of it, but you can definitely tell that this figure has some really great articulation and that it has a really cool looking alt mode. And they really did a great job of homaging that original Supreme figure.
All right. Next up, it's that time of year where Hallmark is revealing their keepsake ornaments for the year. And this year's Transformers one is going to be that holiday themed Optimus Prime that we got an actual truck, like a transforming version of it last year from Hasbro. And now we have it here with dressed up as Santa Claus. His gun looks like
a candy cane.
Yeah, brain is not working well tonight. He's all red and green colored, and this was crafted by Orville Wilson, and it is about 3.125 inches by 4 inches by 2, so about the same size as they've all been. Last year was Rise of the Beast themed. Happy that we're kind of getting back to traditional Transformers. Just I don't know.
G1. Yeah.
I wasn't happy with last year's either one. Not sure if I'm going to get this one either, because I kind of stopped.
Right. Last year's was Primal?
Primal, yeah. It was okay, but I've been getting the ones that were the G1 toy look, and I kind of stopped after they stopped doing that. I might pick this one up, though. This looks fun.
I have the Optimus and the Megatron, and that's about it. But I am a Christmas Grinch, and I do not decorate a tree. My wife does all that, and I am happy when Christmas is over, and I lament it when it begins. So
maybe you need a Toxitron themed one that's all green.
Maybe
do a Grinch.
All right, and we've got some official stock images of the MPG-9 Super Jinrai. This is that big, God Jinrai figure that, this is Super Jinrai, the big Optimus Prime figure that we were talking about last week. A couple weeks now?
I wasn't on that show.
Oh, right. That's right.
Why could I not be on the show talking about
That's right. You're right. That's the week that you were away. So these images came out, and we've got a little bit more information, some really great information for those of you who are interested in getting it one as well. So we've got two official releases here. One is going to be the aforementioned MPG-09 Super Jinrai, which is going to be the full truck and trailer that will transform. You can transform the truck into the Optimus Prime, and then you can combine that Optimus Prime into the trailer to make the Super Jinrai, and then the separate release is going to be MP-60 Jinrai, and that is just the Jinrai, just the truck. So you can buy that completely separately, and the difference is going to be the painting on it, the coloring of the plastic. So the MP-60 is going to look a little bit more cartoon accurate.
Anime. And so it's Japan.
Anime. I'm sorry. The mangas on these are, they're going to come with a whole new mangas, and the animanes. No, I'm just joking. This is a joke I have with my daughter, who's really big into it, and she hates me now. So the MP-60 is going to be anime accurate, and the MPG-9 is going to be toy color accurate. So you can look to get that if you want. Don't be crazy and get both. That's nuts. But the best news about it is, if you are going to be, insane and try and get both, is that the pricing we were, kind of guessing at by, trying to translate and convert the Japanese, pricing that we saw is nowhere near what we thought it was going to be, which is great. So if you want to get MP-60, which again is just the truck, pre-orders on sites like TF Source have him at $169.99 US. Pretty good.
I didn't find him on TF Source. I was just looking.
Oh, he's there.
Oh.
That's where you're on right now. That's the site you're showing, TF Source.
Yeah, I know. I did not see the
MP60?
MP60.
No, he's there. I'm looking at him.
Okay, that's weird.
Yep. He's there on the main page. And so if you wanted to get MP60, totally pick him up. He looks great. That pricing at $169.99 is right in scale with what I think these things should be. If I had my way, he's probably a little high because you're just getting the truck. It does look like you do also get whatever they called his Power Master
for IQ in the
US. For the North American version. Anyway, you do get the Haikyuu, so you can still transform him, because that was, a key component of his transformation. The Super Jinrai, so the MPG-09 is going to be $299.99, which again is much more palatable. You get everything in there. You get the Power Master and everything. You get all of it, all the goods, tons and tons of accessories. Looks like, we've got a picture here showing the accessories. I don't know if you have that up. You're getting tons of things with this. You're getting these, you're getting two different heads for the Super Jinrai. You're getting these electrical kind of squiggle things. I don't know what that's from. It's probably, something to do
from the Anamani.
the onomatopoeia. Yeah. You're getting two different power masters, one to kind of go in there and one to kind of stand next to him as a poser or whatever, or just to pose with him. Getting some blast effects, getting four guns, you know, two of them go on the ankles or ankle guns or whatever. Tons of accessories, and this looks like it's definitely worth the price tag. So yeah, much more palatable price, and I'm looking forward to seeing this thing when it arrives here on looks like January 2025, so we've got just under a year to wait for it. But get those pre-orders in if you're looking for it.
I cannot wait. Definitely
you're gonna get it. You're gonna get wife approval on this one.
I'm working on it.
It's
it's better, yeah. That I like prompted, like initially I was like, man, this thing's gonna come out and it's gonna be like $700 and I hate it because I want it, and now I can go to where it's only $300.
Hey, good news, I'm gonna get a discount. I'm gonna get it for $300.
Yeah, so you know,
because I'm a famous podcaster.
I worked it so everyone gets the same deal.
That's
I'm
right.
Just, I'm, yeah. I'm that nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
I think it's a really good deal. I think that's a good price. And it's interesting because our discussion topic is going to lead right into what we're going to talk about here. We got some interesting news with Masterpiece. So let's maybe get into that.
Yeah, let's. All right. For this discussion topic, along with this announcement, some of the translation here shows that the Masterpiece line is going to be ending with MP60, and this will be their 100th model. And then going forward, the Masterpiece line is going to be the MPG line. And we know the MPG line is all combining type figures. So I'm guessing we're going to be getting a Masterpiece Devastator and many other combiners. I think all those train bots, that was the first MPG ones, right?
That's been the only MPG line far.
So they're working out, you know, the combining mechanisms at a Masterpiece class. And you know, now we have this one. I mean, if we can think of other figures like this that combine, I mean, I don't know, they've already done Ultra Magnus. That doesn't really combine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? Like, what kind of figures? I mean, outside of the obvious Devastator, Bruticus, stuff like that.
Sure. I mean, my imagination goes crazy when they say, oh, we're going to do, you know, combining figures at a Masterpiece, you know, kind of quality level. Mm-hmm. And I get excited. I get scared because we're dealing with the price tag of these fucking things. It's crazy. Yeah. We also, you know, we start seeing, you know, things like a Masterpiece Overlord,
mm-hmm.
right? Where he's, yeah, Overlord's an extreme example because he is technically a duocon, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's he combines, right? So that's a big figure too, right? So could we get one of those? But we could get the rest of the duocons, right? Like those are technically combiners. You know, I look at
as much of a combiner as, you know, Super Genrai.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right? So the part that bothers me is what's going to happen with the single figures, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with, you know, like, not that I was a huge fan of the toys that they were producing, but the rest of the Masterpiece Beast Wars line, mm-hmm. right? They kind of never finished that, right?
And then you got, will they like ever the do movies.
Yeah, I mean, the movies, I'm not a fan of them, right? So I really can't, I don't want to poo-poo on somebody else's, you know, thing, but what happens with all that? Because they never really finished it, right? They, and I, yeah, I can't complain because they really went, you know, pretty hardcore on all of the G1 Masterpiece, because I've got a lot of them, right? But what about the rest of the stuff? Will there ever be a Masterpiece scale or Masterpiece level design, you know, Transformers RID 2001 figure, right? You know, there's, you know, we've got John Forks Levengood in the comments here saying that maybe a landfill, right? Like, that's, or is landfill from 2001? I'm trying to think. He's, what's the Autobot combiner in that?
That was Build King.
Build King. Okay, that's right.
I can see that.
So there's a Build King, and then we've got Rail Racer. You know, yeah, that would be awesome.
I mean,
more trains.
They've already done trains, so it wouldn't be hard probably to modify some. Although it's only three figures, so.
Yeah. But there are a lot of combining aspects to it that, you know, we could go for years with just doing combining things. But I'm really going to miss the single figures.
Yeah.
Right? Because they did some really great work, you know, some of the best figures that have ever been done out of, you know, out of the Masterpiece line were some of like the early ones that I really, you know, miss, like the Datsuns.
Yeah, those right? were great.
Gorgeous figures.
All those early cars were great.
Fantastic. Right. And I think I have every iteration, like one of each character anyway. I didn't buy multiples of the same character. I'm not crazy. But yeah.
John Forks Levengood, when Alex Dunn both mentioned the MPM line, I'd forgotten about for the Masterpiece movie.
Right.
So I'm guessing that was separate. But I'm wondering if the higher quality figures are going to Studio Series and or like the higher quality reasonably priced. Because we got, you know, well, we got the Studio Series 86 that we've all been, you know, loving. But then also just in the regular main line, I mean, we're getting like the HasLab, you know, Victory Saber and stuff. Those are, I would wager they're Masterpiece quality figures, but for their price.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just,
oh, get for the sure. HasLab yeah.
will be the kind of Masterpiece.
Yeah. I mean, it's HasLab, like, I mean, I look at the Star Saber and the Deathsaurus, and they're fantastic figures, but there's something about their quality that's not quite Masterpiece, you know? It's, they're great, they're highly, you know, articulated, their quality's through the roof, but it's just not there, you know? It's, there's, if you put the MP44 next to Star Saber, you're like, the okay. MP44 is a higher quality item, right? Like, I might have paid more for Star Saber. There's more to it, but the quality on the engineering side is more with the MP44. I like the Masterpiece line because they really went for the engineering, right? They really went hard. And I'm not a fan of the MP44's transformation, that Optimus. It's insane, right? It does things that you shouldn't need to do, but it just, it goes for it, right? And, you know, I give him credit for doing it. I don't want to have to give that up, you know?
Yeah. And Alex mentions there's something about getting that Japanese box with Masterpiece, even if you're getting it through like Hasbro Pulse or TF Source or whatever, you're getting the Takara box.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's maybe they'll do combiners for a while, give the single figures a little bit of a break and then come back to it. And maybe they were seeing sales going down as their prices were going up. I mean, because the prices for these figures has been going crazy. So do combiners for a decade or so and then come back and there will be those people that want the single figures again.
I have no doubt that they have been keeping an eye on the third party market. And it makes it really difficult to see a company pick one of the third party companies. It doesn't matter, but they say they start selling one component of a combiner.
Yeah.
And that customer is now locked in for minimum four more pieces of it. Right. Because they need to finish the combiner because they want to have the big robot.
So you now have almost $1,000 at least commitment.
At least. It's ridiculous, right? So how can you say no to that kind of locked in kind of, what is the term? Pot committed customer, right? Like, I've already bought one. I guess I'm in for the long haul here, right? So it's very appealing and I can totally see it, but have they really done all they can do with the single figures? I'm really going to miss that.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are figures out there that they can do as combiners. Like I said, Overlord and all the other like dual cons and stuff that are really quite small and like that.
I feel bad that, we were all expecting, they were working on Beast Wars. So then are they going to get into the, Unicron trilogy, get some of those designs in Masterpiece and,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully at some point they'll get back to that. One thing I do want to see if they are going to do the, things like Bruticus in the Japanese series. Bruticus had a cape, a bunch of them had capes. I want a combiner with a big freaking cape. I think that would just be an amazing thing on the shelf.
That would be pretty awesome. Yeah.
Capes make everything
the optional
better.
The optional cape for Bruticus, Predaking, and Devastator.
Yeah.
It would just be amazing. Yeah, I agree.
And put wires in it so it can like flail out and be really impressive.
I have no doubt that they do something like that. I mean, I don't see Devastator being like one right off the top just because the rumor for a studio series Devastator is so prominent mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
So I expect them to have studio series Devastator and then a maybe something along the lines of I don't know. I can't see them doing something like another 5 or 6 bot combiner right off the top. Well, I could be wrong.
Would start with a Build King. That's 3 figures. And Rail Racer. I mean,
mm-hmm.
both of those, Rail Racer especially, is like really popular. I didn't have very, him, very but popular. I had Build King, and Build King was very frustrating because
I hate Build King.
It was one of those where each figure can be each, component.
Yeah.
And it was just, it never stayed together well for me. But Rail Racer, I think everyone loved. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Universally. And I would love one with a little bit better articulation for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I could see starting with that, especially since we've got the HasLab with the RID 2001. It would kind of play in with that. So,
mm-hmm. And not that we've done one recently, but our surveys, our end of the year surveys, the figures in which we used to always ask the question, which character would you want to see get the Masterpiece treatment? The two characters that won every single year still haven't been done. Was Galvatron and Jazz. Still never got official Masterpiece figures. So there are still single figures out there that people are clamoring for. So
I guarantee they have designs for Jazz and it was like a licensing thing with Porsche.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. But they were still able to do the Cliff Jumper. Because it was squat or some kind of
It's not exactly
not really but yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, let us know what you think is going to be coming up in the MPG line and what your thoughts are on this, because I think this would be really interesting conversation to have over the next little while So, yeah, I mean, give us your feedback at transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, and we'll be glad to continue this discussion. And with all of that, let's move on to some trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
Trips to the Store is brought to you by our TeePublic storefront. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic and you can get any of our amazing shirts. I'm not wearing one today. Daryl's not wearing one. Nope. But you can see them on the screen. We got our good guy and bad guy. Yeah. They're great. But when you buy from them, we will get a little bit of a referral fee. And then also anything else you buy on TeePublic, anything store site-wide, we will also get that referral fee, and we really appreciate it. There's tons of great designs on there outside of Transformers as well. All right, so trips to the store this week is all Daryl, because I got nothing. It has been incredibly busy, and I have absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so I spent most of the week in Nashville for work this week, and so I never bought anything either, but at least I did pull something off the shelf. I have shelves around me filled with stuff, nice. And I just thought, I'm just going to pull something off that I haven't shown in a while. And when I'm usually put in this situation, I go to my G1s, and something I haven't shown in a long time, that's my G1 Skylinks. I love this big bird brain. It's just a crazy huge figure, and it does work. I've had batteries in it. I had a race a long time ago along the floor with, this, I think it was this and Trypticon, or maybe I raced Trypticon and Omega Supreme. I can't remember. I raced two battery operated things, and, I don't remember which one, but it was fun and very slow. This thing's just awesome. It's in great shape. Did I do toy hacks on this? No, I didn't. I didn't do toy hacks on this, but it's in great shape. And, they've redone Skylinks twice. They did the one in Combiner Wars, and then they did the Commander Class one. The Commander Class one is fantastic. The Combiner Wars one is trash. You cannot beat the original G1 figure because, you know, obviously you do get, you know, the two separate modes, which you do get in the Combiner Wars, or sorry, the Commander Class one. It's just nuts because this thing is, it's so old and it has motors in it. And if you open it up, like if you actually try to fix it, like if you have one that's broken, it's all gears and shit. Like it's all plastic gears, and it's, there's dozens of them. If you ever do open one, take it from a guy who's a service technician, open this thing up and immediately take a picture of it, because something will happen. You'll bump it and all the gears will come flying out. So yeah, if you have to ever open one of these things up, immediately take a picture, because there are gears and rods and pins everywhere, and the only thing holding them in is the bottom of this. So, yeah.
I wonder if there's like 3D printed replacement gears for people that need it.
It's a niche of a niche of a niche, right? So it's, I wouldn't be surprised, but if you needed one, it'd honestly be easier to probably make your own.
Yeah. Or find the junker.
Finding a junker would again also be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is trips to the store. Let's finish up with a little convention news.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we have a couple TFCon Toronto updates here. And I'm going to start off here with voice actor Terry McGovern. He's going to be attending TFCon Toronto, and he was the voices of Windcharger, Wildrider, and Onslaught in G1. And then the other update we have here is Alex Milne, who is artist on million things, More Than Meets the Eye, Unicron, Transformers versus Terminator, Alliance, tons more. No one here needs to really be told what he's
done. Never heard of him.
Yeah. So he's also going to be there. I'm sure he will have commissions and stuff on his socials. If you want to check that and get the his rates and stuff. But he'll also have prints and stuff at the show.
If you are a fan of Alex Milne's stuff and you've only seen him at like American shows or something like that, where he's not at the TFCon Toronto, if you've never seen him at TFCon Toronto, you need to see him in Toronto because it's a home show for him, and he brings everything to TFCon Toronto. Stuff that
he couldn't really get across the border because travel makes it
exactly
difficult.
So if you want a chance to buy, like, you know, the page, you know, single page artwork, comic book art, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you'd never see before at an American show, you need to come to TFCon Toronto because he brings all of that here. Plus, if you're into his hot motor oil and stuff like that, he brings the originals to this show. He's going to have a new one as well. And then the new issue of number 7, Transformers number 7, has an Alex Milne incentive cover on it.
I think he has a number 8 as well.
That he does.
So those will definitely all be out by the time the show happens.
Yeah. So those will be available at TFCon either through Alex or another means as well. So yeah. Lots of good stuff for Alex at the Toronto show. So if you can make it, do. You'll be able to get a lot of stuff from him there.
Yeah, and I don't think I mentioned it. TFCon Toronto is July 12th through 14th this summer. And I think
I'll be there.
Yeah. I won't. I will be, I think, in the Smokies. I don't know. But anyway, I think that is it for the show. As always, before we finish, we want to thank our Masterpiece Donatrons, who are the people that donate at the highest level, and we are greatly appreciative of them. And we are also greatly appreciative of Daryl for co-hosting with me today.
Yeah.
Since a Jeremy Daryl show, you know, there's always something happens. So we made it.
Yep. It's, somebody had to be here with you.
Yeah.
I was worried for a minute it was just going to be me. And I'm like, I'll just, you know, host a live stream by myself and record it and then throw it up.
Yeah. No, I was running late, but I was always going to be here. So anyway, thanks for listening and watching, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.